Okay, one quick thing here on mascots. I think everybody at one time in their life should wear a mascot uniform. There are things that should be of service to this country. Pulling tarp at a baseball stadium during a storm, or being a mascot, whether it be, you know, high school, grade school, mascot for your business, a college mascot, a professional mascot, which has turned into, you can make some pretty good money. Like the guy that for the longest time was Miami's mascot, the Ibis, he made a lot of money, and then he got in trouble. Always seems like mascots, their end comes when they get into a little bit of trouble.
Yeah.
They either try and do stuff in or outside of the costume. But I've known, you know, a handful of people that have been Nebraska mascots, and it's not easy. I mean, you put up a lot of, you know, you got kids punching you and all the other stuff, but it's, you know, pretty cool deal. Mm-hmm. Little known fact, when I was at Nebraska, I got involved, well, kind of involved. I think I got involved with somebody that was involved. They used to have a spirit group called the Corn Cobs. That was like the student spirit group at Nebraska, and they were in charge of picking the mascot, and they would have tryouts during the spring game. So one year I got asked to be a judge of the Herbie Husker tryouts. And there was, it was like the third quarter, and they would put them in a little, you know, like a little shed, and then they opened the door when the quarter began, and they would come out and they would perform. And there was a young lady that was auditioning to be Herbie Husker. And she was petite, and she came out, and there were these two little punk arse kids that go, "Ah, that's a girl in there."
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But to her credit, she didn't let that stop her. But it was pretty clear that even with all the padding, that they were very petite.
Oh, gotcha.
But long story short, so part of what the Corn Cobs owned, and they no longer exist, I think maybe they were done like 95, is they had access to some of these old uniforms. So one of the greatest parties I ever threw when I was in college at 26th and W, we had the mascot heads. So across the street from our place, where there is now a McDonald's and a Walgreens, was a Mum's Liquor.
Dangerous.
I put that bad boy. There's also a McDonald's drive-in now, but it looks different. The McDonald's drive-in that was there when I was living at 26th and W looks different now.
Man.
Dude, I put that head on, and that thing, like, if you lean forward, you were, like, going down for the count. Put that bad boy on and walked through the drive-thru at McDonald's and almost got arrested.
Wow.
But that's okay, because there was like a little Lincoln police, I don't know, substation that was in that parking lot as well. So if anybody's wondering, like in the Museum of Husker Football History, how come some of these old Herbie things don't exist? One of them is at the bottom of Holmes Lake, I can tell you that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Statue of Limitations is long over, so I'm okay. And it wasn't me that put it at the bottom of Holmes Lake. It was actually somebody that got drunk and they rolled down the hill at Holmes Lake and they lost their head and it rolled into the water. Long time ago. This is when Nebraska football was good. All right. Brian Munson is coming up next. George, it's amazing what you can do with mascot costumes. We don't have any mascot costumes here for our radio stations, do we?
We just threw one out maybe about a month ago.
What was it?
It was a hamster costume. I guess they used it before I got here for a promotion, and it just sat in the back and grew dust. And I was like, "Can we throw this out, please?"
You've been a mascot before?
I've been a mascot before. It's an experience. It's definitely an experience.
Everybody should have to do it one time.
Yep. What was I? I don't. It was just a big fat head, and then like my regular body, and then I've also been a leprechaun. I didn't have to have a fat head for that one. I just dressed up as a leprechaun.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. A brother in a leprechaun outfit.
Oh yeah.
Notre Dame had the same thing not too long ago. You're good.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we exist.
So was this for a business or as a dare?
I was handing out shamrock shakes at a McDonald's. For a radio station. They said, "Find the leprechaun."
There's a lot in there. Fortunately for you, we've got a loaded lineup for the next 2 hours about guests. 1:30, we're going to revisit this. How'd it go over?
Fantastic.
Brian Munson's coming up next on the Gary Sharp Show on a Football Friday at 1620 The Zone.